to the Barn Burner TV Network here on Zingo TV Channel 250. Remember to download both the Barn Burner and Zingo TV app in the respective app store on iOS and Android. And Zingo TV, they're also available on Roku, Roku Sticks, Amazon Fire, Fire TV Sticks, Google Chromecast, and all smart TVs 2016 forward. Welcome to the wrestling show with the one, the only, Giancarlo Aulino. Giancarlo, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been fun watching WWE these last couple weeks heading into Survivor Series. So hopefully we got a good event planned.
All right, Giancarlo, first of all, I'm very disappointed. I grew Movember. Where's your Movember?
It's shaved and growing back. I kind of have like a Movember up and down. So it's...
Hold on. You did not shave. I seen you last week. You are on, Bellator press conferences and everything like that. And you did not... By the way, what do you think of my Movember? What do you think? Give me a 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
It's slowly morphing into the Hulk Hogan handlebars. I see the connection there. It's on its way.
Look, there's one white right here. I'm very upset. Very upset. All right. Now, Aaron Stevens was supposed to join us here for Ask Me Anything today, the return of Aaron Stevens. Aaron got tied up last minute. He apologizes. He'll hopefully be back here next week or two. Giancarlo, he misses you. He wants to know what's the latest update on Cobra Kai, getting Aaron on Cobra Kai before we start.
The latest is, that picture is online. So on Twitter, hashtag Cobra Kai, you'll see the picture going around there. I've gotten a lot of, seen some retweets there. Some people would want to see him on there. So hopefully for season 4, they said they're in training. So as they're producing and writing, let's get Aaron on the show.
Now, you talk about, Movember and all that, but Aaron, with the long hair now, all right, with a look like there, what do you think of his new look?
Yeah, it looks good. And Aaron, credit to him, he always reinvents his character. Even going back to WWE, he goes in Idol Stevens, he comes back, he's Damian Sandow, Mizdow. Even you saw his character reinvent itself there, and then going to Impact Wrestling. NWA brought the karate stuff out, and now it looks like he's starting something new. So that's a real gift that he has, to be able to reinvent himself and be successful at it.
You forgot his Impact Wrestling name, haven't you?
Aaron Rex.
Yeah, very good, Giancarlo. I'm impressed there. Okay, so let's get before we get to a previewing Survivor Series, that will be just in a couple minutes here. We'll preview the Survivor Series. By the way, we're going to go probably till around 7:30 because Giancarlo has to do some work for Bellator because there's a big Bellator card there. You take Giancarlo pulling off double duty today. All right, first of all, just announced today, Thunderdome no more. Or is it Thunderdome at the Amway Arena in Orlando? No more December 11th. They're moving to our good friend, Steve Carney's place. Steve Carney's place, Tropicana Field. Yes, Tropicana Field, beginning December 11th, SmackDown, the home of WWE. What do you think?
I think the stadium, the Tropicana Field, is set up actually really well for WWE. I'm surprised they never thought of that right when they started, maybe for SummerSlam. But going into this pay-per-view, I think it's going to be a lot more better for a fan experience, and visually for people watching on TV, it's going to look a lot better than watching like 10 million screens around the arena. Like, it was a good thing that they started. But now, as we see other sports like the NBA, NHL, discuss about fans, I think it's about time WWE does so too.
All right, so quickly, let's what did you like about Raw? Raw was okay. We had a new champion crowned, Drew McIntyre. Thank you to Sheamus, who gave him his old costume. By the way, where do you think that Sheamus, Drew McIntyre thing is going? Can Sheamus, is he a face or a heel? When he comes to Drew McIntyre, he's a face. Everywhere else, he's a heel.
Yeah, give him a sword too. So I don't know what he's going to do with that sword, but I think Sheamus is going to put the sword in his back figuratively. I think he's going to turn on him probably at Survivor Series. I think this is going to be a good feud heading into Royal Rumble. I think Randy Orton takes his time off now. Every year he takes a few months off. So I think it makes sense now. While Orton's out of the picture, you have Drew come out with Sheamus and go into the Rumble.
All right. So anything, I like the tag team match, the New Day against the Hurt Business. Anything else struck you on Raw?
Yeah, I'm surprised Bobby Lashley, like you, every year, maybe two title changes the most, but there's only one this year so far. Who knows what happens tomorrow? But I thought Bobby Lashley might have lost the title when they did that match with when he had the Hurt Business and Ali a couple weeks ago. I thought that's when they would pull the trigger on that. Especially with the history that Ali has with some of the roster people on the SmackDown roster. So Bobby Lashley holding the title this long, I'm actually surprised. So good for him.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And of course, Mandy Rose, my future wife, getting injured at the hands again. Every Survivor Series, this lady injures somebody. Nia Jax did something to Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch due in 2 weeks. And look what happens there. And Nia Jax, like, anyways. All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Raw?
Yeah, just the thing about Nia Jax, like, it's not a good look, especially when this is an ongoing thing. I think they have high hopes for Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke in that tag match. I think that would
have
been...
I have high hopes for Mandy Rose.
It would have been a good showcase for them. I think, especially in the women's tag division where you need new teams now, I think that would have been like a great way for them to make themselves contenders. So, yeah, I just think that this is just going to lead to Nia Jax and Shayna maybe losing the title soon, probably even to Mandy and Dana Brooke. But, like, they have to do something. She's injuring so many people. It's just unfortunate.
Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce taking their place. Whoop-de-doo, right? All right. SmackDown, you know, last show before the pay-per-view. We don't know what's going to happen. Like you said, maybe a title change or whatever, but we'll talk about that. Also, let's get to AEW before we preview Survivor Series. What did you like about AEW Dynamite? And congratulations. Congratulations. Did you know Renee Young is Prego? Did you know Becky Lynch is Prego? Did you know once I finish with Mandy Rose, she'll be Prego also? All right? That's all. Okay. So, first of all, congratulations to Renee Paquette and John Moxley there. We don't know when the baby's due or whatever, but John Moxley gets taken out. Who took out John Moxley? Carlo.
As the weeks go on, I think this is going to be something where...
Winter is coming. Come on. In 2 weeks, winter is coming. First of all, winter is coming on December 2nd. But that's not winter. But it's coming.
And someone's going to come clean that all up, get the title onto the hands of Kenny Omega. I think the Young Bucks are going to be the ones that you find out as the weeks leading up, they have something to do with it. It'd be a good way to turn them heel because... Right now, it was kind of confusing when they were going into their match with FTR that it looked like they were the heels, but then after a week before, it's FTR was the heels in that. So I think this is going to be a good way for the Young Bucks to make that big turn and align with Kenny.
Now, here's exclusive news. Impact Wrestling and AEW and NWA are working together. Why? Ask me why, Carlo.
Why is that?
Great question. First of all, you saw... Don Callis in vignettes for Chris Jericho. Then you saw Don Callis do commentating at AEW Full Gear a couple weeks ago. Then what happens? We get to see Conan in AEW Las Vegas. By the way, I was there. That's why, you know, you weren't the last week here or whatever. That oh, they were off the charts. Like, oh. And what about... What about the baby they found? The baby in Las Vegas. That baby, I don't know if his name is Hornswoggle or Swoggle, because last week he fought in Impact Wrestling. He fought in Impact Wrestling last week. Hint, hint. Now, also, there was an NWA ladies title match in AEW. Wait. Matt Cardona, better known as Woo Woo Woo, Zack Ryder, where has he been? Could he be popping up in Impact Wrestling?
Former tag team partners there, podcast partners there. Makes sense.
I'm not saying anything here, but I'm saying that Tony Khan, a couple weeks ago, said Impact Wrestling is going to change the wrestling world. Aaron Stevens, Damien, aka Damien Sandow, good friend of mine. I don't know about a friend of yours, but good friend of mine, came on here on the Barn Burner TV network a few weeks ago and said, what? Wrestling is about to change. This is the first time you're going to see three matchups. That's all I'm saying, okay? Now, quickly, NXT, December 6th. What are you doing, Giancarlo Lino?
Am I going to be watching War Games?
Yes, you're going to be watching War Game. First of all, at the Performance Center, do they have enough to put two rings and two steel cages in there? Enough room.
Good luck with that. I think they have to tear down all the screens and maybe put one screen above, but good luck. I don't know how they're going to do that. I don't know if there's enough room.
All right, so far, one match, the War Game match has been announced. It is Undisputed Era up against Pat McAfee's clan. I don't know if Pat McAfee's going to be fighting or whatever, but Finn Balor came out. He did not say anything about relinquishing the belt because he's injured or whatever, but he came out and he said, when the cat is away, now the cat can come back and play. Look who he brought out. Also, you know, where are they going with, you know, Rhea Ripley losing to Io Shirai? Io Shirai, I don't know where they're going because they had Tony Storm. They can have a ladies' War Games also there. Watch out for that and maybe announce next week. And next week, the color commentator is going to be Canadian guy himself, Mr. Kevin Owens, replacing for a week Stu Bennett, a.k.a. Wade. I got bad news for you, Giancarlo. Bad news for you, Giancarlo. All right. Now, it's time for the On the Mat Wrestling Show, a pay-per-view preview of Survivor Series happening this Sunday, 7 p.m. It's The Undertaker's 30th. And how old are you, Giancarlo?
25.
You weren't even born on November 22nd, 1990, when The Undertaker and Paul Bearer came out and were a team with Ted DiBiase. All right? So we'll get to that in a couple seconds. I'll ask, or maybe now. I'll ask you this. I'm just pulling up the card here, but I'll ask you this. Give me your top three favorite Undertaker memories.
Undertaker memories. I'm gonna have to go with the one where he came out for the first time with the motorcycle. That was something that you wouldn't expect out of Undertaker. He really took a chance on himself. WrestleMania 20, when he returned as a dead man, I remember watching that live on TV, and that was a cool moment to see him and Kane, and Paul Bearer comes out, and then that whole match, I think him and Shawn Michaels, that match was probably one of the best WrestleMania matches you can even watch, even in wrestling. So those are my three for The Undertaker.
All right, and Undertaker this Sunday, 30th year anniversary.